Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we greet and welcome you to the broadcast of God's precious Word. Today it will be a privilege and a great joy to begin a short meditation from the Gospel of John chapter 3 concerning the midnight visit of Nicodemus with the Lord Jesus Christ. It has been recorded for our blessing. It will also give to every person, whether man, woman, boy, and girl, the wonderful gospel of salvation, whereby we can know that we are saved and shall never perish in eternal hell. It tells us so clearly and definitely how to be assured of heaven for all eternity. First of all, may I encourage every listener to take your Bible, read this incident from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. This section of Holy Scripture can easily be analyzed into three simple but understandable divisions. Let me name them to you. Number 1, the first division is in chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. We can call it Nicodemus and Jesus face to face. The second division, in verses 4 through 13, we may call it Nicodemus and Jesus, mind to mind. Then the third division, verses 14 through 17, Nicodemus and Jesus, heart to heart. Three simple divisions, easily seen and understood. Face to face, mind to mind, heart to heart. Let me read the words of section 1, verses 1 through 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Will you first of all note, this man Nicodemus was a distinguished person. He was a learned doctor of the law of Moses. He was a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, and one who was intensely religious. He was also a ruler of the Jews, that body of 70 men, who as elders in Israel, were the ecclesiastical leaders of the nation. Note the second thing. The time of his coming to see Jesus, by night. Now why by night? For he did not wish to be seen visiting Jesus during the day, lest it be reported to his fellow Pharisees. For they would undoubtedly cast him out of the synagogue, as this was being done to any who showed friendly advances and interest in the Lord Jesus, whom they hated. Then note a third fact, the purpose for his coming. Yes, it was very sincere. He was not playing the hypocrite, but in honesty and in sincerity, he desired to interview this prophet from Nazareth and learn further of divine credentials, for Jesus was not commissioned to teach by the Jewish leaders. But note another thing. The opening words of Nicodemus when he spoke to Jesus. He said, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Here we can find that Nicodemus was courteous, as well as candid, when he called him Rabbi. Courteously meaning, he acknowledged him as a teacher. Yes, he recognized his divine commission. He called him a teacher come from God. And also, he acknowledged the signs or the miracles that Jesus did were proving his divine mission. But there was one particular truth that Nicodemus did not perceive, that he did not know, that Jesus was even more than a teacher come from God, much more. He was very God who had come to teach. And in contrast to Jesus, in age, Nicodemus must have been many years older and a respected age ruler of the people. But may we mention that it was customary in Israel, when any pious Jew recognized the presence of a true prophet, when he did so, just as Nicodemus, they waited for some revelation from God to come through the prophet. And Nicodemus undoubtedly was waiting for the revelation the Savior would give. So in all probability, Nicodemus, silently but courteously, respectfully, would be waiting for the response from the Savior to his statement. But the Savior's reply must have been a shock. By its abruptness and evident divine authority by which he spoke, for the Savior said, and please note the two words, verily, twice uttered, verily, verily, meaning of a truth, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3. The answer of the Lord must have greatly astonished and amazed this religious man, and affected him with solemn wonder. Will you please note, the Lord said, as he introduced his statement by two verilies and emphasizing his words, he stated four definite facts. Think them through. First, he stated that the kingdom of God was at hand. It was the king himself that was speaking to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus was longing and looking and hoping to see that kingdom long promised in the Old Testament scriptures again and again. Note the second fact that the Lord stated. No man could be in that kingdom by his natural birth. Now Nicodemus was born a Jew, an Israelite, one of God's favored earthly people, but his natural birth did not and could not bring him into the kingdom, was the meaning of the words of the Lord Jesus. The third fact the Lord Jesus stated, and listen to this carefully, by the words that he spoke, this kingdom of God could never be seen, it could never be entered by anyone, apart from experiencing a new birth. The new birth was necessary. Then shall we note a fourth fact. This new birth was not only indispensable for one man to whom the Lord Jesus was speaking, Nicodemus, but for all men, women, boys, and girls. For did not the Lord Jesus say, anyone, no one can enter the kingdom apart from a new birth. So it is indispensable for all men, women, boys, and girls to be born again. Except a man be born again, said the Lord Jesus, he cannot see the kingdom of God. My beloved radio friend, will you take it in? God's word very definitely teaches that there is a coming kingdom, one that will be of eternal blessing and glory and honor and power. And even though today we know that in the world Satan has and is ruling in power, sin reigns within it, but how much longer we will be, we know not. But God's kingdom is coming, which will be in glory and power. And we would repeat what the Lord Jesus has said to Nicodemus, the four facts. First of all, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Second, No man can enter that kingdom except he is born again. Third, that kingdom can never be seen by any man apart from having a new birth. And fourth, this new birth is indispensable not just for one man, but for all men, women, boys and girls. Oh, may I ask the question, my beloved friend, have you been born again? I'm sure we may recognize the Lord Jesus is emphasizing particularly to Nicodemus, who stood before him, a favored man amongst the Jews, religious, honest, reputable in reputation, seeking to carry on the word of God according to the Old Testament scriptures of Moses, a Pharisee of the strictest sect of the Jewish people, seeking to carry out the word of God, often adding responsibilities to do to be worthy of the kingdom beyond even what the law would demand, so that he was honest, he was serious, he was looking for, he was hoping to enter into that kingdom of God. This the Lord Jesus knew, and as Nicodemus stood before him, waiting for the revelation of truth that the Savior would declare, he found a very blunt reply, an emphatic one. Nicodemus, you must be born again. My beloved radio friend, have you ever heard that message? Have you ever received the truth of it into your own heart, mind, and conscience? Have you been born again? All the necessity, as we shall see in our next message. But will you please tune in for the next message concerning this interesting night visit of Nicodemus with the Lord Jesus, and read, if you will, the scriptures from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, recording it. But listen to the truth we leave with you. Just like Nicodemus, there is no hope of salvation for the kingdom of God in eternity without being born again. Beloved and blessed Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we commend and commit to Thee and the Holy Spirit the ministry of Thy precious and holy word. Amen.